name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the things which is most prevalent in preventing the sanctification and making us perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect is the internet. The internet, as you know, is a wonderful invention, but it's being misused as part of the Luciferian conspiracy. It's a reality. How many people have got access to the internet, if not everyone, over a certain particular age? And what happens is that it is, for many, a proximate occasion of sin. The pestilence of today is immorality of a level never ever received before. And this immorality has taken and broken the bond of God's children. It's taken them away from him. And it is damning for them if they don't turn back to God. Damning right up into their last breath until they enter into sanctifying grace. And this sanctifying grace comes, of course, through the confessional. So when we read what was given to us in the Office of Readings this morning, St. Cyprian quotes St. Paul, "Neither the immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor robbers, will inherit the kingdom of God. And such indeed you were, but you have been washed, you have been sanctified, you have been justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God." We were sanctified, he said, in the name of Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God. Many people, and as quoted by St. Alphonsus Liguori, especially in smaller communities, in smaller towns, go through life with unconfessed sin. And it is something which brings about their damnation, because they need to confess all the sins and not hide it from God, as though God knows, but you need to repent. And by repenting, that will give and infuse grace and a right to life with Jesus and all heavenly glory. Many other people are more inclined to continue to go to confession and repeat the same sins. Now, the devil's happy with that, if the devil can ever be happy, but he's not going to object if someone keeps going to confession, keeps going to confession. Where he finds great danger for his own soul, the souls of others, is that these people do not change their way of life. They are in habitual sin. In other words, they do not change their habit. So they come and confess their sins that they have been caused to commit after watching internet. For some, it is a proximate occasion of sin. For others, it is remote. But if they're confessing it continually, it means it's proximate. They need to step back and turn off the internet, to go off the social media. That is the only way, if this is a continuing sin. And there you'll find that the absolution will have a very more effective result, if that is possible, meaning that the sincerity of the confession is questionable when you keep coming back and repeating the same sin, because you are not truly contrite of that sin, not truly sorry for that sin. You're not wanting to move away and change your habits, to move off it. Instead of making it accessible by perhaps email, you're using it for other social media connections. Most people, even those who hardly use it for a minimum of about 1 hour a day. And more often, With the younger people, it's up to 5 hours a day. Let us renew our pledge to make a change in our lives, because when we change our lives, it will bring about the change of others. We won't be involved in these sensuous conversations, which are already so prevalent in the internet and is accepted as a way of communicating. We ask Our Lady to help us in these times, because it's in her Immaculate Heart that we can bring about our own transformation and the protection of the grace which she offers us. And she is our mother, the refuge of sinners, and therefore we need to have the power of the rosary, and that rosary will bring about the incubator of life for us and maintain us in life and give us the life of Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.